Hi, everybody, and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Tough loss for the Browns at home. They tried to come back. They fall short 27-20. Nathan, let's pick things up in the first half. And, you know, you talked about the three C's before this game, and in the end, that's really what hurt the Browns in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. It was Derek Carr to Amari Cooper early and often against Joe Hayden. Cooper on the day finishing with over 130 yards receiving. Carr over 300 passing and two scores. And the other part we talked about was they had to come out and stop the run, and they didn't do that either. 155 yards again on the ground. Latavius Murray ran for a buck 39 over 5 yards a carry. This defense early didn't get the job done. And ultimately, when you look at it, not a single sack. You had the one takeaway late, that was it, but not enough pressure on Carr, and you couldn't stop the run up front.
And you talked about not being able to stop the run, and you know that was a trademark that they had hoped to be able to stamp on this franchise in the beginning of the season. Stop the run, and it just hasn't happened.
Well, they said, we will stop the run, and after three games, they're giving up 155 yards per game on the ground to teams that aren't really necessarily great running teams. Maybe the Jets, you could say that's what they want to do with Chris Ivory, play that power football, but certainly the Tennessee Titans are not a great running football team, and the Raiders are built to throw the ball. They're not a great running team either, so disappointing certainly on that front.
All right, let's go back to the first half as well for the Browns offense. They were not able to move the ball against a defense that really hadn't shown a whole lot, especially last week.
No, I think it took Josh McCown a little bit of a while to get into his rhythm. And in the second half, we saw it. He looked significantly better. They made some nice plays. But to me, the game turned on a couple plays. Number one, when you get down to first and goal from the one-inch line and you have this offensive line that is supposed to be as good as this offensive line is supposed to be, and you can't get any push and get in the end zone there, that's massive. And then, of course, the roughing the kicker penalty on the punt, that was huge. And the Oakland Raiders ended up going down and scoring a touchdown on that drive.
All right, let's try to find a couple positives from this game. And I'll tell you, Brian Hartline leaves everything on the field every time he plays. Today was another one of those days.
Absolutely, yeah. The amazing catch with his legs. He did a little bit of everything. Travis Benjamin continued his strong play as a wide receiver. Obviously, he had the fumbled punt, which could have been ultimately a pretty big play because it changed the field position so much. But he got into the end zone. And we talked about it on the pregame show. Big play, Gary Barnage, career day, over 100 yards and a touchdown. This Raiders team can't stop the tight end, and you saw Gary Barnage go out there and have a banner day.
All right, still just 1-2 for the first three games, and you got to have a short memory because you're off to San Diego next week.
That's right, an important game, again, against a team that can run the football. They have Melvin Gordon. They can throw the football. They have Phillip Rivers. They've got Keenan Allen, so talent again there. This defense needs to show up if the Browns are going to have any chance.
All right, Nathan, we'll see you Thursday night on News Channel 5 for the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, and then we're back next week at 11:30 for Browns Countdown. Thanks for watching on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.